Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok. It's Ocean 100. Good morning, Darcy Campbell, Scott Chapman with you. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. And Fridays are way more enjoyable for us because we get to have a special guest as our interesting Islander on the radio with us. And today, our interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum is the CEO of the Tourism Industry Association of Prince Edward Island. Corinne Clements is here. Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome.
Oh, welcome to our crazy world, Corinne.
Thank you.
You're fitting in so far, just kind of sitting around and gabbing with us. You were privy
to see all the behind the scenes stuff here.
You were privy to me and how I hum along with every song, and I don't really know that I'm doing it.
I was a little nervous. I didn't prepare to sing. So.
Yeah.
You had no idea.
I didn't have any idea. Anyways, it is awesome to have you here, Corinne. We have chatted numerous times over the last several years about tourism and otherwise, but let's like this is about peeling back the layers. Like I said, we're gonna find out what Corinne Clements is really about today. So why don't you just start with your shout outs, where you live, your background. Just give me a little bit.
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Saskatchewan. I moved here in 2000.
Yeah.
Live in Charlottetown now in West Royalty with my partner Greg Rivard and our four girls. We have two Avas, and Maya and Vienna.
That doesn't get confusing at all, does it?
Well, it's convenient for them when they can ignore us when we say, hey, Ava.
Oh, I thought you were talking to the other Ava.
Exactly. I didn't know you meant me.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in to do this today. I mean, I guess the first question is like, what does the CEO of the Tourism Industry Association of PEI, what do you do? What's your job entail? Lots of things, obviously.
Oh, my gosh. What do I do? I actually said to somebody the other day, at the end of some days, I wonder what I did and how I got there.
Welcome to our world.
That's every day for us.
Us, yeah. You're going to fit in great.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we do a lot of things. We work with industry from an education and training standpoint. Mm. We do outreach. Of course, we advocate on behalf of the industry. And we help to spread the good word about the industry. So that keeps us really busy. I actually just returned from a recruitment mission to France and Belgium.
Wow.
Looking for workforce. So that's really interesting. So it's something new all the time. So it keeps me really busy.
And it's interesting to me, like when you're in these other countries, you know, what's the work outlook like? Like it seems like everybody is hiring right now and people are looking for employees.
Yeah, it was a really interesting eye-opener, of course, depending on where you go. I think it's different, you know, different reasons or different rationale. But we live in Canada and we live in Prince Edward Island. So I think we have, you know, a leg up on some of the other destinations and reasons people want to come here and great opportunities. So, yeah, it was really interesting to get to talk to a lot of people from different places.
And now that we're, you know, really starting to come out of the pandemic, I think that a lot of people are saying this is going to be like our most normal-ish year that we've had in quite some time. So what is the general, I guess, feeling in the industry here on the island right now?
Yeah, I think, you know what, we're seeing it already. We started this year really strong with Canada Games this winter. We've got a lot of meetings and conventions happening, thanks to Susan and her team at Meetings and Conventions PEI. That's really kind of kicked off the season. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a couple operators the other day. June's really strong. So I think, you know, touch wood.
Knock on wood.
I don't know if we have any wood around here, but
Scott's head works. Scott's head.
We don't want to jinx anything, but it's looking to be a really great year.
All right. Well, that's the business stuff. We're going to do some fun things today. Like, have you help out with the weather?
Oh my!
Are you excited? We're not doing it right now. I always say that, and then they like go looking for the weather. But no, we're going to do that in a few minutes. Okay, and you can help with the birthdays today too.
Perfect.
You're super excited for that, right?
I'm pumped. For that.
I can hear it.
We can do less.
Ocean 100 helps you stay plugged into your community. Listen weekday mornings at 9:20 for Ocean 100's Community Connections. Brought to you by ADL, the Ocean 100.
Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, we are ready for a weather forecast. Corinne, y'all set over there to hook PEI up with a tourism-friendly forecast.
Well, if I'm doing a tourism-friendly one, I might have to adjust this one a little bit, but we'll give it a chance. We'll give it a go. So today, a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers, a high of 16, although we'd like that to be a little higher. Tonight, mainly cloudy, low of 7. Saturday, I think we're still a little cloudy, maybe with a chance of meatballs. Becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon, high of 15. Right now, it's 9 in Summerside, 8 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
You got the meatballs there.
Yeah. Had to do it.
Who was that for now?
That was for our auditor, Dennis Carver. He was looking for that. So there it was.
Don't dare me to do something on the radio, because you know I'll do it.
Sunny with meatballs. There you go.
Corinne Clements is our interesting Islander today. She's the CEO of the Tourism Industry Association of PEI.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And our interesting Islander today is Corinne Clements from the Tourism Industry Association of Prince Edward Island. And we'll get you back to work here in a minute doing some birthdays, okay? But that's coming up. I guess a good question for the tourism industry right now, you know, still lingering effects of Fiona with, you know, national parks and stuff like that. What's the general feeling among tourism operators with, you know, any Fiona stuff left over?
Yeah, I mean, there's still certainly debris and some cleanup and repairs to do. I think generally speaking, most of our operators have been working very diligently to get ready for the season. So there's obviously places that were damaged worse than others and will maybe never look the same. And I think that's something that we're starting to talk about more is different isn't always bad. Nope. It's just different. And maybe we have a story to tell with that too. So yeah, ultimately we have an industry full of passionate people who forge ahead and just keep innovating and adapting.
All right. Well,
change can bring opportunity.
Absolutely.
I was going to change gears there to something a little more lighthearted, Scott, like the birthdays. There you go. You're trying to keep it all business official here, my friend. So you know how this works. If your name's on my list, not only are you qualified for a chance to win a bridge pass, but you're going to get your name read on the radio, which is super fun. And Corinne's going to help today. All right, let's start the list off. Kiara Summers, happy birthday to you from the family. Kiara's birthday is actually on Sunday, but we wanted to get it on today. Madison Groves is 9 today for Mommy, Daddy, Maria, Hayden, and all your family back in Ontario. Deneen Ferguson of Bunbury, almost the big 6-0 from all the family. Donna Hogan at Twin Shores Campground, happy birthday from family and friends. Parker Ronahan is 26 today. A happy 14th birthday to Sophie from your best friends Emily, Katie, and Audrey. Happy birthday to George Dillon. Birthday tomorrow, actually. One of the delivery drivers at Murphy's Pharmacies. That's from all your Murphy co-worker family. Christina Summers is 31 today. Ava Lee Painter, off to Inglewood School today, is 9 from Nanny and Grampy Painter. Crew LeClaire, happy 3rd birthday from Auntie Tanya. Captain Stevie McPhee, a happy birthday from family and friends. Kristen Day is celebrating the big 5-0 today. That's from all of your CrossFit 782 friends. Emily Nangraves is 31 today from Sophie, Charlotte, and Clayton. Susan Fitzpatrick, 43 from Ryan, Connor, Howard, Tilly, and your amazing neighbors. I wonder who sent that in. Sarah Bell and Keely Doucette. They are best friends and birthday twins, both celebrating 15th birthday today from friends and family. Do you want to pick it up there, Corinne? Here we go.
Well, we have a big birthday to...
This is a big deal.
This is a big deal. This is... I'm trying to see your name here. Where's the name? To the amazing, the brilliant, and the most phenomenal person you will ever meet. I have never met her, but I would like to. Norma Dingwall. She lives in Cardigan, but you will see her today at Dinger's Dive in Montague. Her light has been shining for 47 years. I think there's a lot of love there for Norma.
A ton of it. She is awesome.
Happy birthday, Norma.
Happy birthday to Deborah Anir from Cornwall. Cadence McDonald. Happy birthday, love, Nana and Grampy from Orwell. And it's a 14th birthday. That's exciting. Nellie Cipher from Anaganish in, it says 80-something, so I guess we're not being very specific
on that
one.
We'll just leave that alone.
It's a young 80-something. Caitlin Doherty in Cardigan, happy 19th birthday. Eric Anderson, a happy birthday to you in Charlottetown. Nate Park, 7 years old in York.
All right. Let's give away a couple of bridge passes right now. Congratulations to Christina Summers. We're going to get a message out to you. And to Kevin Crisp, who also wins a bridge pass from the Confederation Bridge with the celebration calendar. Corinne, you get a clap because that was great.
Well done. Thank you. You get a
gold star for name reading. Good job.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Your itinerary this June.
Officially, we are CHTN-FM Charlottetown, but our stage name is Ocean 100.
Happy birthday to Shayna Conway, 33, out in Mermaid today. Shayna, have a great day. Chelsea Aflex celebrating on the weekend. 19 in West Royalty. Have a great weekend. Wigfield on Ocean.
Saturday.
Mix of sun and cloud near noon with a high of 15. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, let's tidy up your water cooler question for today. Thank you very much. Great newscast there, Scott. 8 degrees in Charlottetown and Montague, 9 in Summerside, like Scott just said. Tidying up your water cooler for Robin's Donuts today. In a recent survey, just 3% of dads said they'd love to get this on Father's Day. Only 3% of us say that we'd like this on Father's Day.
Any particular fruit that they might like for Father's Day? Like,
I think probably pineapple.
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 Definitely pineapple.
If someone gave me a pineapple for Father's Day, I might disown them. I might.
Pineapple's delicious and very multi, you know,
it's got
multi-use.
I don't know if it should be on pizza, though.
How expensive is it?
A pineapple?
A pineapple.
You're asking me?
What's a pineapple cost these days?
$4.99.
You're asking me how much a fruit or a vegetable costs?
Yeah, I mean, if you're spending $5, go to the dollar store. Give me some things there. The answer that we're looking for is flowers.
Flowers.
3% of dads say, hey, that's great. Bring me some flowers on Father's Day. All right. Okay. So that was our final one of the week. So now we got to give away some prizes. Tickets to Rumors, the Fleetwood Mac tribute. You a big Fleetwood Mac fan, Corinne?
Love Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac tribute playing at the Harborfront on June 21st. Congratulations to Trish Collins.
Hey.
Pair of tickets to that. We'll get a message off to you here in a second. And congratulations to our $100 gift card winner this week, Abby Gallant. Congratulations. We'll get on to the old Facebook there and get you hooked up with your prize ASAP. Corinne Clements is our interesting Islander today for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. She is the CEO of the Tourism Industry Association of PEI. And we got the word pineapple in.
We did.
Good morning.
This is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
Ann and Nancy Wilson, that's Hearts, What About Love? It's 8:11. Good morning. School buses are out one more time this week, and not too many times left for the school buses to be out in this school year, so that's coming to a quick close. Corinne Clements is here. She's the CEO of Tai Pai here on Prince Edward Island, and she's our interesting Islander, brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum today. Are the kids excited for the end of the school year? I mean,
they are very excited. We have one graduating from high school this year.
Whoa.
So prom's coming up. We have one graduating from elementary, moving to junior high. And then the two going into grade 11. So they're all excited to get the summer underway.
And you guys are busy. You and Greg are both very busy people. And then you got all the activities on top of that. So it's going to be a busy summer. Anything you're really looking forward to this summer, like really?
Oh my gosh. I look forward to every part of summer. It's the best time of year and the best place to be in the summer. But we like to be down on the water.
Yeah.
Marina. Yeah. My youngest now, she's into lacrosse. So that'll keep us busy for a little bit. But on the water.
And you spent some time as the head of the Harbor Authority here in Charlottetown, Port Charlottetown, right? Did I get the name right?
Yeah, no, Port Charlottetown, yeah. I looked after the cruise file over there.
Okay, and that's what I'm getting at, all right? Cruise ships have been coming to Charlottetown, you know, it seems more and more and more and more every single year, and you were a big part of that way back when. Do you have anything that sticks out as like a major accomplishment from that?
Well, when I started there, so I was there for about 10 years. I think when I started there, we were seeing around 40,000 passengers. So I had always said my goal was to hit the 100,000 mark and to get Disney Cruise Lines in. So those two came almost at the same time. And, you know, seeing the Disney magic pull into our harbor mm-hmm. and see it in Charlottetown was pretty spectacular to see Mickey and all of his friends.
That was very cool. And does it like... I mean, you're not there now, but you're still heavily connected to the industry, obviously. It must warm your heart when you see like four boats sitting in there, sitting in the harbor.
It does. I love it. It's, I think a piece of my heart will always be at the port. And I know Kelly and Mike and the team over there are doing great things.
Fantastic job. All right. We'll continue to have a little bit of fun in here. You got another weather to do, okay, Corinne? You're okay with that? It's not now. It's coming up. I'm just preparing you in advance, okay?
But look, there's sunshine.
I'll leave the meatballs out this time.
Your coworkers are awesome, too. You're finding out things about your coworkers that you didn't know. There's a real funny side to your coworkers today. It's great. Corinne Clements is our interesting islander on Ocean 100.
When you spot an insect, bug, or rodent, you know they're fast and tricky. But when Truly Nolan is on the chase, you know we're faster, smarter, even trickier. Truly Nolan chases down...
The world is waiting when you fly YYG.
Oh, there's interesting conversations happening off mic in here right now, but we should do the weather, Corinne. What do we got?
Well, today it's a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers. High of 16, but we'll hope for a little bit higher. Tonight, mainly cloudy, low of 7. Saturday, cloudy becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon with a high of 15. And right now, it's 9 in Summerside, 8 in Charlottetown.
Fantastic. It is the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. More with Corinne Clements coming up here in just a few. It's the Beatles on Ocean.
Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders, brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, good morning, 821 at Ocean 100, and we are joined today by Corinne Clements, who is the CEO of the Tourism Industry Association of Prince Edward Island. Obviously, this is peak season for what you do. It is a year-round job, obviously, and there's always waving the PEI flag, which is great to see. Even in the wintertime, you're around with the, you know, the heart PEI flags and stuff like that just to kind of rally the troops. So it's great to see. I know you do a lot of hard work at the Tourism Industry Association of PEI. Is there anything really that you're looking forward to this summer here on the island?
Well, I think we're looking forward to a full season.
Yeah.
You know, when we think about the last few years, we've had Dorian in 2019. We had a couple years of COVID. Then we had Fiona. So really just to get that full tourism season in and to see operators busy and people working and just that energy, I think, to see that back, festivals and events. We're really excited.
And there's a lot of people in the industry that are working very, very, very hard every single day to make this a great season. We're already starting to see that the roads and the license plates that are here on the island, they're starting to creep in from other areas of Canada. So we are really looking forward to this tourism season, just like you. And we'll try to make sure that Scott only gives good forecasts.
Please.
Work as much sunshine in there.
We'll work as much of that in as we can. Now, at the end here, this is you know, our final little bit. We found out all kinds of fun information. Like, we didn't get to talk about Kevin the Frog. We didn't get to talk about how you used to be a wedding singer. Like, you're divulging all of this right at the end. I feel like it's on purpose, though.
You're a singer, are you?
Yeah, it might have been strategic. Well, I used to be. I also traveled Europe when I was 18 with a national jazz and concert band.
Very cool.
There's my layer.
Yeah, okay, that's
a
good.
Layer.
So we may have to have you back again, because now I feel like there's a lot more juicier stuff that we could be talking about here. But it was fantastic to have you on. I always enjoy our chats, whether it's rolling out a contest or just chatting about tourism here on the island. You do a great job, and we're very glad to have you in here today.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.